Hey, yeah, I figured we were disconnected.
Yeah, it's okay. Good thing we got the number. Okay.
Yeah. So, right now, mm-hmm. I search HVAC companies near me, right? So, like,
yes.
You know, first one that always comes up, no matter what, is always Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning. Mm-hmm. I don't know, where are you located from?
Yeah, so all the Google partners are located in California, but we have a system that, so when I type in HVAC, and you're in Webster, correct? Which is right, the name of the company's there?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, when I type in HVAC services, and we're, you know, talking about Webster, you know, let's just see, I'm typing in that search, right, on Google. So I got Crossfield, Kane, United, that are coming up, Napora, Treason, I don't know how you pronounce that, AV Enterprise,
that's
Taylor.
Because I don't have any of them.
When you type in HVAC services, Webster?
I just said HVAC company near me. And it comes up with, I mean, the biggest company here is Isaac. So, like, the first one that comes up with is Isaac. And then, like, Taylor and all these other companies, like, a bunch of different companies, which is...
Yeah,
like,
I see Taylor. Yep.
You know, like, but when, so then when I click on, and I want to make sure that if we're going to sign up for anything, like, so now
sure.
I click on Isaac, so, for example, correct? So
okay.
Then it says call, book, message, and that. It does say verified. Like, how do we set it up so it looks just like this?
Great question. So you see that verified one that you just mentioned? Right? Like, that is Google, verified. That's Google guaranteed. That is at the very top. So what they're doing is they're doing the pay-per-lead service, and they're also on that first page. So they're doing both. So that was the – I see it as well, too. They're at 5.5K, and then you have Taylor. Okay. So that's the sponsor section.
Yeah,
that's the section – yeah, that's the section that I was offering first, right? Like the package I was offering first where it says message book. That's a pay-per-lead. That's the $549 package, right? And,
okay.
And if you click on them, it'll say verified. Now, if you go to the further down where you see the map section where it says businesses, then that's when you see Crossfield. Do you see that by chance? Like when you go to the map section?
If I go, yeah. Like okay, so like Kane Heating and Cooling.
There you go. Exactly. So that's why I mentioned, you know, the two different options. So the two different options you would have is you could have the Google verified and then obviously the map section together, right? That is the best program that, you know, we have to offer and that Google has to offer, which you're getting the leads and you're also getting the local map section as well. And then you guys mentioned it was a little pricey, so completely understand. That's the $549 because where it says verified on, you know, like Isaac, it says – if you kind of look at the verified details and why it says verified, it'll say this business has been verified by Google. So it says businesses that go through screening and pass all required checks and badges, you know, that's the verified section, the Google guaranteed, the lead section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like,
yeah.
Okay, this is my only, like, problem with the leads. Obviously, like,
sure.
We've been to Angie's List. So.
I know. I heard about that.
Which, honestly, like, we didn't sign anything with them. They tried to say that we had to be locked in for 12 months, but, like, sign anything with them. So, like, if
mm-hmm.
they're going to continue to charge me, I'll just, you know, I hate to say it this way, but I'll just cancel my card and fucking move on from them. Like, it doesn't really bother me.
Fair enough.
So, since we've been here, with them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We've had quote unquote 12 leads since the 22nd. But like we've messaged all 12 of them and so far we've gone to one person's house. So like
yep.
You know, the rest of them are, for example, like we reached out to this Cindy lady, no answer. We reached out to Michael, no answer. Like Don looking for an estimate for a furnace. We responded and said, do you have any time available this week for us to come take a look and give you an estimate? No, not going to go ahead with the project. Like, that's the next message we get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so it's like those aren't real leads, in my opinion.
Agreed, 100%. Yeah, you wouldn't get a charge with those through Google. If it's not a lead and you don't quote them, and, you know, because all the calls are tracked and recorded, just so you know. So you're going to have a tracking recording system. We're the only – one of the very few companies we have an actual app. So if you go to Google – I mean, not Google, you know, Android or Apple, right, or iPhones, and you download the Local Splash app, you're going to be able to track all the leads that are coming through. So, yeah, that's what Home Advisor does, or Angie's the same company. The problem with them is that it's a shared lead, right? It's not really exclusive. What happens is, and you can actually do this yourself. So if you're looking for HVAC services in your own backyard, right, in Webster, then you'll see Angie's listing towards the bottom. Like, it'll say, you know, 10 best HVAC companies and so forth, right? Now,
well, yeah, that search fit, and there's 50 companies on there. Like, I guarantee you, all those,
yeah,
all 50 companies.
Exactly. So it's a shared lead. So then, when it gets to you and you try to call them, they're already booked or they already done business with someone else. And the sad part is that you're still getting charged for that lead. So since Google went about this program, you know, once again 2 years ago, they said, okay, well, if these guys are using my platform, because, you know, for Angie's or Home Advisor or any of those companies, they use Google, right, to list themselves. And then people go on Google, and then they find their company, and then they enter the information. It's a questionnaire, and then they get to you, right? So Google said, if they're using our platform, why don't we sell leads ourselves? Why can't we just cut the middleman and be the source to sell leads, right? So that's where they really turn their focus, is to selling leads for the consumers, right? Instead of the pay-per-click. So, yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but, you know, in my opinion, you know, it just, if you're getting a good quality lead and you're paying $33 for it, it's something that it'll definitely pay for itself. Why? Because, you know, you're not going out there, you know, passing flyers. And I know you guys do that, right? But, it can be a little, you know, frustrating sometimes going out there and spending an hour or so, or 2 hours, depending on how long. Because people have Google at their fingertips, right? So, you know, to go into Home Advisor or Angie's, because I tried it myself a couple times to see how their service really works, it's a pain. People go in there, and then you have to, answer 4 or 5 questions or 6 questions, like your zip code, what type of work you're trying to do, they give you different options, and then a lot of people just call you at the same time. So it's like, goodness, I just want one company to look up that can be able to help me. So that's how they operate. It could be a little frustrating. So with Google, the Google Verify program, once again, once you get approved and they do background check and everything's good to go, then they'll charge you for those leads, right? So it's a platform that if it's not a legitimate lead, we're going to get you that credited back to your leads as well. So let's say, you know.
So what you're saying is, like, that lead isn't going to.
Oh, absolutely,
like,
not.
Multiple. It's only going to us to start.
That's correct.
And then, like, correct. They have. And then if. So what if that? So say somebody says, "I need a new furnace," and then they turn around and honestly, like, we're way cheaper than everybody else, and we really shouldn't be, but we're just trying to get. We're trying to get our name out there, so we're kind of just being cheap right now.
No, I hear you.
And, like, so I just want to make sure that, like, you know. If
they call you and they quote you, it's a lead. If they call you and you quote them, that's a lead, right? Because at the end of the day,
they want to go with us. In now, then, how do they get another lead? Then, I guess, is my question. Like, so,
what do you mean?
Well, if you're saying that we're the only one we're the only ones that are getting the lead on that particular thing, on that particular job, then if they don't use us, then how do you guys know to send it to somebody else?
Oh, we don't send it. The customer will call you directly, right? And if you quote them, right, and you go through a quoting process and they're like, okay, you know, let me call you back, that's considered a lead, right? But if they call you and the call disconnects, that's not going to be charged as a lead. If they call you and they're asking for a gazebo, you're like, I don't do gazebos, that's not going to be charged as a lead. If they call you and they try to sell you something, that's not going to be charged as a lead. If they call you and they're wanting a service that is completely out of your service area, that will not get charged as a lead, right? But if they call you and they get a quote and you guys have a conversation, interaction, that's going to be considered a lead. The exclusiveness here is that the way that Home Advisor works or Angie's is that they're calling you and they're calling other companies, and then when you call them back, they still charge you for that lead, and they still consider that a lead. That's not a lead, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
So that's what it would do for you, right? So yeah, the customer will have the freedom to call other companies as well and get a quote. That's obviously not an issue, but you actually quoted them. You actually got a chance to speak to them. You actually got a chance to close, that contract or that service with them, right? And then it, what I mean by not shared, it's not being like they're not sending the lead to you and other companies, or, that's not the way it's going to work. So that's what I mean about qualified leads. Now, once again, if it's not a lead that's qualified, then they're not going to charge you for it, because everything's recorded. We have, we're Google partners, so we have the back office at Google, and we dispute the lead. They credit that lead very, very quickly. So that platform, just so you know, it's a little more expensive. It's usually $1,200 to start, and there's a $299 setup fee. But once again, we have the special, the Cyber Monday. We had it since last week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then that price will get locked in. So you're getting the application fee for $250 and then $299 for the programming on Google and all the other platforms as well. So it'll just cover all your bases. So that's if you want to go through the lead route to getting those leads, or if you want to just get on the map section and getting your company programmed with SEO, then that's $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. So either way you go, it's going to be a huge, huge, huge benefit to your business, no matter what way you see it, right, what platform you go with. So if you guys are tight on money, getting your company on Google and getting programmed in the map section, you can see how that works, the programming and everything. Once you start seeing traction with that, you can always upgrade to the Google Verify program. But if you guys are, wanting to get those leads and then go through the application process through the Google Verified, then that to me is the best platform there is when it comes to leads. Just because, it's backed up by Google. You're not using a platform like Angie's or Thumbtack or any of the other types of services for leads.
So if we go with the cheaper option to start, so like we would still, our phone number would still like pop up, like, you search up,
Absolutely.
ETC company. It'd be our phone number. We can connect our website directly to that.
Absolutely.
Like right now, if I type in, and this is kind of something that we should have done before, but there's another R&R HVAC company that is in like New Jersey. I just want to make sure that they're not like popping up.
Oh, no. We do what's called a NAPW. We do a name, address, phone number. NAPW, name, address, phone number, and website cleanup, right? So what that does is that gets you, we go in there and make sure that all your information is consistent all across the internet. So, and then it focuses on a 50-mile radius. So I don't know if that place in New Jersey is about 50 miles or, I'm pretty sure it's further, right?
Way farther.
Yeah, exactly. So, that would just stick to your area in the 50-mile radius. So you wouldn't have to worry about that. And I don't know if they still, like for your company, I think there's an LLC on the back. So R&R HVAC, CR, right? Is that correct?
It's HVACR LLC, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this, but I just want to, kind of weird, that on HomeAdvisor or Angie's, they have you as R&R HVAC R and then space LLC. That was kind of strange.
Yeah,
just
I'll have to talk to them about that.
Yeah, for sure. But so with this, we would make sure that you guys are just coming up. I see the website now, so we'll just have you an R&R HVAC. And I don't know if you want us to put the LLC on Google or not. It's completely up to you.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I just want it to be R&R HVAC. Or even like change it and just R&R heating and air conditioning or cooling, like. Either way, we'll figure that out. But yeah, like I said, and then that R&R company, the other one also has a website. So, ours is.
I love your website. Your website is very straightforward. It's very clean, and you could book an appointment through there as well. Like that's great. But once again, it's getting that on
the right one, right?
What was that?
You're on the right one, correct? Like it's got the.
Yeah, it's got the
logo,
little fire
like the flame
and the little snowflake. Yeah, I got the right one.
Yeah, no, my girlfriend actually made the whole entire thing. So
I love it. I was telling Hunter this. You know, I give you guys a lot of kudos. A lot of companies don't really think about marketing, but you guys sound pretty young, and you guys understand and see the value in it. Sometimes when I speak to, you know, I've been here for 7 years, right? So sometimes when I speak with some of the veterans, they're like, I don't need a website. I don't need Google. I don't need this. I'm like, well, you might not believe in it, but guess what? Your customers do. Like, if you really think, take a look at things, right? Even if I get referred to a restaurant nowadays, I personally go on Google, and I look at their reviews. I look at their website. I don't go on any other platform for the most part. Google is my go-to, right? Because it's the biggest word of mouth when it comes to, you know, anything. It's like Google it, right? So, you know, having your presence on there, and right now, and just don't take this in the wrong way, but your website's like a billboard in the middle of the desert. Make sense? So if people if people aren't able to see it, if it's not attached to different platforms, if people can't see it on Google, then how do people know that you guys exist, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's why we're trying. Like, I have a completely different company as well. Like,
cool.
For me, it doesn't, like, I don't have to market for that or do anything. Like, I don't need anyone to see me on Google. It doesn't matter because it's like we run fiber optics for like Frontier, and other companies like that. So, I started this with him because I just wanted to invest in another company. And,
oh, absolutely.
But like, and it's a different challenge because, like I said, like I've never had to do any marketing. Like I deal with one customer and that's it. So or a couple customers and that's it. And like, as long as we're meeting their needs, I don't ever have to answer to anybody. So
right, most definitely. I mean, well, that's good. You know, you don't got your eggs in one basket. You got Yeah, and one of the things I was telling Hunter too is you guys have an industry where you guys are it's an all year round industry, especially in New York. I mean, you got your heat, you got your cooling. I mean, it's a win-win, and it's people look for this type of service all
day. You can go through two different. You can go through multiple seasons here in one day.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I got family in Long Island, they're close to Jones Beach. I don't know if you're familiar with that area.
No, Long Island is like 6-7 hours from us.
Yeah, it's a whole different world, right?
We're in the middle of nowhere, so compared to that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, honestly, I'd rather live in the kind of like the far areas. I mean, when it's too saturated, I don't like that. All the noise anyhow, it's crazy. But yeah, with something like this, we could get you programmed in the area, have you come up with the 50-mile radius when people are typing in install HVAC services. You know, we'll make sure that you populate on that. And, you know, when people call you guys from Google, I mean, who would be answering the phone calls? Would it be this number? Would it be the other number, the 585-450?
See, is there a way to have both, like, come up, or?
There used to be, but Google only wants one number, and then what we can have it do is we can have it attached to yours, so it can ring to yours. We can do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now, he's currently, like, I don't know much about heating and air conditioning. I'm the one that's trying to do all, like, the...
Yeah.
Semi doing the booking, like trying to figure out, and then like, and I'm going to be the one that's going to come up with all the estimates. Like, to me, if we just have a set price and, like our price is X, and then, you know, their price is going to vary based on which one they go with, like, which, you know, you can buy a low end, high end, a medium at size, like,
right.
And then we just double whatever we're profiting or whatever our number is. So if we just have a set price, then I can do all that side. So that's why, like, I'm trying to take more phone calls on, but we need to definitely have a better scheduling system so I know when to schedule him out. And that's some stuff that we're working on. So I would like the phone calls to kind of go through me.
Eventually. We can do that. Okay, so would you want to post the number that you want to be posted on Google? It would be your number, right? Ending with 19.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Or 6192. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, we can most definitely do that. So let me just change that real quick. Yeah. So, and then as far as the keywords, like, I know that Hunter was mentioning that you guys want to really focus on installs, right? But
see,
I
agree with that, but like I'm not gonna sit there and say that we're not gonna take third.
There you go.
I think he agrees with me on that.
Okay.
Like, you're not gonna get, you know, because 90% of your service calls are probably gonna turn into installs. Like we had
absolutely.
A service call the other night that turned into an install. So
yeah.
Personally, I see no reason. Like if you go there and you tell them, you know, hey, either you can spend $4,000 or $5,000 and get a new unit, or you can spend $1,000 and you might have another issue in about a month or two, you know?
It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to mention to you guys is that, you know, once you get some traction in, I mean, obviously you can be a little bit more picky, but right now if you guys are trying to take new customers and get the business going, you know, it's kind of open it up to like repairs, maintenance, and then obviously the installs. So that way you guys have a wide range of different options.
Yeah,
for
we're
them,
definitely
right?
not like on the same page when it comes to that, but you
okay.
know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to not take a phone call on work,
yeah.
you know?
Agreed. Work is work. Okay. Yeah, so we can definitely get you guys found for that. I know he did mention the business was licensed and insured. Now, as far as, you know, hours of operation, like how would you guys like to be listed on Google? Like, I know you guys here have on Home Advisor, like, 12 a.m. to pretty much 12 p.m., like, right?
Yeah,
so,
we,
like, 24 hours, or?
Yeah, so, like, mm-hmm. we're basically, I guess, like, we're going to be on call. So, like, again, we took a call the other night, went out at 8:30 at night. So,
okay.
I mean, to me, it's like, if somebody's heat's not working, we're willing to come at any time. But, like, we
Got
definitely
it.
Want to try to win, keep our window. And we also, like I said, right now he's currently working for another company. So,
mm-hmm.
all of his work that we're kind of doing is on the weekends and at night.
Okay.
But if I tell people we're open and then I say, hey, like, we can schedule you, we can fit you in at 4:30 in the afternoon and do an install,
yeah.
like, you know, they're not going to know.
Yeah, no, most definitely. One of the things that I recommend to my clients, and this is something I'll recommend to you guys, is, you know, if you have, like, let's say you want to keep it for 24 hours. So obviously, you know, no one's going to say, unless it's an emergency call, which I don't know, you know, obviously how you guys would deal with it, but, you know, you can take the phone call and always book an appointment later on that day or even the next day and so forth. So it's just for people to kind of know that you guys are available to take the phone call and actually book an appointment. It's not like set in stone,
yeah.
right? So that's kind of the way that I see things. And for the most part, that's kind of the experience that I've dealt with, you know, a lot of the clients that I work with. Now, as far as your website, so the website that you have, do you guys have by any chance a Facebook page, business page by chance or no?
So I did.
Okay.
Like I kind of failed with it a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not really happy with the way it is.
Right.
Like, so basically it's kind of like I go on my – I wanted something that could be shared, like where – which
mm-hmm.
I know you can set up admins and stuff, but like – so if I go on my Facebook, I have to go to – it says your shortcuts and then R&R HVAC – and then it's just our, like, public group, which has, like, 208 members right now.
Okay. Is it a business Facebook page or is it a personal one?
So the page itself is, like, it's connected to my personal Facebook.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So
I don't know how to really...
Yeah. So it sounds like it's a business Facebook page. So... in order for you to create a business Facebook page, you have to have a personal one. The reason why I ask is because part of the services we offer as well, including with the package, are Facebook retargeting ads. So I don't know if you've ever dealt with them or had experience with them, or, you know, when you're looking for stuff on Google or even Amazon, and then all of a sudden, whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed, especially for these
yeah.
Black Friday specials, right? Like, or like, you know, things that you look up, right? So
you
we run
say
that.
Loud, I'm pretty sure it shows up.
Yeah, that too, right? It's like even if you talk about it, right? Because then you have the voice activated. But so that's what we also do. So when people talk, you know, about, oh, I, you know, HVAC, I need to do this, my furnace, or whatever the case may be, it'll trigger an ad to pop up on their Facebook feed. So the more than R&R HVAC, right, pops up, then obviously they're going to give you a phone call. Well, let me give them a call now, right? That's what we also do, which is pretty scary the way it works, but it works. I mean, it's amazing, right? The conversion on it is really good. Now, once again, you don't have to, you know, your personal one's not never going to be shared with your business one, but in order for you to create a business one, you have to have a personal one. So we'll be able to go in there and figure that out with you guys. So that's not an issue. So as far as the person that you want, is it Hunter or is it going to be you as far as like the main point of contact for something like this?
Probably me.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and you said your name was Eric?
Nick.
I don't know why I said Eric. Okay, you know why? Because I was talking to my coworker Eric. Okay, all right, Nick. Nick, what is your last name? This is for account purposes. It's not for like, no, we're not going to post your last name on Google or anything like that.
Ref, R-E, F as in Frank, F as in Frank.
Okay, R-E-F-F. Okay, gotcha. Like referee, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. And then so Hunter obviously would be part of the account, and then we'll have you guys both as administrators. That's completely fine. Now, one of the things I did want to ask you as far as the service area, so would you say it would be fair to say maybe about an hour or 50-mile radius around where you guys are located from Webster?
Yeah. I mean, let me see, like, Rochester, or let's see, like, where Chilai is. Yeah, I mean, I guess 50 miles would be kind of big.
Okay. You could always do it, like, lower. I mean, we could try 40 or even 30.
Well, what if we made it from, I don't know. Let me just try to see something. Cause
sure.
I would like it from Webster, because that would be more central.
Okay.
I don't know if you can do it from Webster or not. That was the first zip code I gave you.
Yeah, that's where I have the like kind of the main business area, Webster. So we can definitely do that, and then be like in a 50-mile radius from there, like kind of spider web, right? Okay, we can do that. Okay, that's not an issue. So as far as services, once again, we're typing in like install, right, and then we're doing like service calls, repair, maintenance, and stuff like that. What are the things you guys want to show up as like? We'll do a deep dive in the Google Analytics, so we have access to Google's back office. So we're gonna see what people are actually typing in. We're not gonna guess, but I just wanted to ask if there's anything that the technician, what you would like to them to look into, like as far as other services you feel like would be profitable or anything else.
No, I mean, I feel like if I was personally looking for like, I mean, like like any type of HVAC company that I needed, I think I would just like type in, you know, HVAC companies or.
Gotcha. Yeah, of course. This is just general. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not an issue. We can have you come up for that as well. And then, all right. So got that. All right. And then I see here on the website, you guys do have a contact, you have an email, so I don't know if that's correct. You got rrhvacservices2025@gmail. Is that safe to say that would be a good email for the business?
Yeah, I thought that there was a dot in there somewhere, but
yeah, there's it's rrhvacservices.2025@gmail. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, the cool thing is I enter that into the Google platform and lets me know if it's valid or not. So. That's a pretty cool system we got. And then the address I got for the Webster one, it might be Hunter's, but the thing is that we're not going to showcase your address on Google because you're not a you know, like a brick and mortar. You're kind of a home service, so you're going to go out there and service a client. But I do see an address here, and I just want to confirm it to see if that's correct. Give me 1 second.
665 Virginia Drive.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
It's actually like, yeah, because that's actually our house address because we don't really –
yeah.
Eventually, we'll be moving to Ontario. Like I said, my other company is building a shop there, so we'll just split the shop. But
yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, once again, no one's going to – if you're not a shop or a brick and mortar where people are going to go to the – right, you're going to go to service the client. So we're going to be able to hide that address. We just want to know where to pin verify you. So that's the main reason for that. Pretty much got everything here. So – you know, that Cyber Monday special. So once again, that price will stay the same, right? So we do ask for, you know, for you to give us at least 3 months, right, to get things going. It's fairly quickly. We're going to do what's called an onboarding call with one of our technicians. We can do it today or tomorrow, whenever you guys have availability. That's just to cross the T's and dot the I's for all the information I entered. And then the technician is going to call you to kind of, you know, go over the process and get you verified on Google. So that's a very simple thing to do. So I don't know if you guys would have time to do that today, or you think tomorrow would be a better fit for that.
Tomorrow would probably be better. That way I can...
Okay. Yeah, you can have more time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not an issue. And then, so once again, that price will stay locked in. So the package, will not go up to its normal price point, because usually it's $599 and there's a $299 setup fee. So it's almost $900. So the Cyber Monday will stay the same. It'll be $299 and plus that $99 setup fee. So you guys are looking at $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. So you guys, perfect timing for that package price point.
Can we also pay that tomorrow, or is that something that has to be done today?
Yeah, so what we do is we close out the category. I read you what's called a voice verification, and then you'll get your invoices. That's to save the appointment time for tomorrow at whatever time you choose. So we do have to close the category today. I don't know if you want to, you know, secure it with a Visa, MasterCard, American Express. What works for you?
I would use a Visa.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and read what's called a 90-second voice verification. Once again, that's just to outline what we're doing. You're also going to get your invoice, and then you're going to get your terms and conditions, everything, in writing as well. And then for tomorrow, we can choose a time frame to do the client onboarding call with one of our techs. So very simple process. So as far as the Visa, I mean, if you want to give it to me, I'll repeat it for accuracy, and then I'll read that 90-second voice verification.
Yeah, 4655-5032-3870-1240.
Okay, let me read that back to you. I got 4655-5032-3870-1240. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
1028.
1028, okay. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
925.
925. Okay, so I'll read what's called this 90-second voice verification, and then once again, once we go through this, oh shoot, why did it happen? Oh, you know what? Hold on. I see it now. Okay, that was on my end. Okay, so I'm just entering that Cyber Monday special because I want that to stick there. Okay. And if there's any questions you have during the voice verification, all you would have to do is just, you know, say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me and so forth, and we'll get that addressed. Okay. So, you know, before I process anything or you get your invoice, or as I'm processing, I'm going to walk you through this verification. Once again, if there's anything that you aren't clear of, you can always say, hey, Chris, can you explain that to me, and I'll rephrase that for you, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you, Nick. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
R&R HVAC LLC.
Okay. Thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Nicholas Ruff, and owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Gotcha. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now it says, to get results as fast as possible, Nick, it is important that you guys are actively involved in the campaign. You guys agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails or even text messages from Local Splash when necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. So other companies will call you, right? So we just want to make sure that when they're calling, when we're calling you, it's from Local Splash. So other companies, if they say they're Local Splash, we're going to provide you with a security question. So this could be for both of you guys. Maybe you can share this with also with Hunter. But it does ask three questions you can choose from. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as a security question. What do you think would work?
City I was born in.
Okay. So what city were you born in?
Rochester.
Rochester. Okay. Okay. Well, so we're putting that. So if you call in or, you know, if we ask you for that security question or you ask us, then, you know, we should be able to say that without any issue. Anybody in the company would be able to do that. Okay. So that's for your protection. So now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is basically saying is that you can, you know, cancel and sign up with another company. But if another company's trying to sell you something or trying to add something, that's pretty much what we're doing. You know, we don't want you to waste your money on something like that. So you can always let us know and then we'll be able to, you know, to let you know, hey, it's the same thing we're doing for you. It's just saying if you
know.
Okay, gotcha. Now, as part of the verification process through Google, and that's very simple, right? Once again, they might ask for, you know, proof of insurance. They might ask for a business card or even flyers or something like that just to verify you're not an AI robot. They just want to verify you're a human being and to verify your business. So would you be able to provide that information if Google is asking for that to get you verified on Google?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for initial account setup is today's date, which is the first of the month, and it's a discounted Cyber Monday special. So it's $299 plus the $99 setup fee, so it's $398. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time by calling our client support. And what I did, too, is I'm texting you over. You should have received a couple things, an email and then also some text messages. Were you able to get those by chance?
I didn't get any text messages that I know of.
Give me 1 second. So I'm gonna make sure they're coming up to the right phone because I think we have the other phone as a primary. So give me 1 second. So the one that we're on is the 6192, right? Got it. Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So let me send that. That's my contact information. You're also gonna send you your invoice. Invoice here. Initial invoice. I'm sending it to the right one. I don't know if you got that message that went through. Should be going through any second now.
Yep. Okay. There you go.
Okay. And then, so that's your invoice. And also, via email, we sent you a welcome email and then also a couple other things as well as your invoice. So whenever you get a chance, you can always look into that. So one of the things I also wanted to ask is we have, once again, that client onboarding call, and we have availability from 10 a.m. all the way till like 6:30 p.m. So what do you think would work best for you guys in between that time or any of those times? We have it open. Oh, open calendar.
Let me...
It's just a 20 to 30 minute.
You said, what was the last time, or how late did you say?
Oh, 6:30.
All right, let's do 4:30 because I know he'll be able to be on the call.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm doing give me 1 second. I'm doing 4:30 for tomorrow. So got one. Okay. For 30, and then I'll send it in, it's an invitation via email, so that way you guys know. If anything changes, I sent you my contact information, Nick. You guys can always call me, and we'll be able to, you know, to reschedule that. So it's, you know, it's not set in stone, but
yeah,
obviously we
are. You guys going to call us? I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to call you. So it'll be at 4:30. It might not be on the dot, right? Depending on the technician, sometimes he's finishing a call, so
yeah,
no,
that's fine.
So it'd be within that time frame. Okay, so I got that. And by any chance, you guys speak any other languages, like Spanish or anything like that? They're asking. I don't know why.
No.
No. Okay. No.
I failed that in like sixth grade.
No worries. All right, so I got that. I just sent you guys an onboarding invite with the technician for 4:30. So it'll be a very short, quick call. It's not going to be too crazy.
I'm just
going to
sign this, what was sent over.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. And if you type in, so then one of the things that we're going to provide for you is going to be your tracking and reporting. So once you get on the onboarding call with the technician, they're going to help you download the Local Splash app, and you're going to be able to see everything that we're going to do through that as well. The lead.
Okay. Now, when it took me over to do that, to log in.
Perfect.
I don't have a login, so.
Yes. So the login will be provided when you talk to the technician for the onboarding call tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yep. You're perfect. You're at the right steps. So everything is pretty much set here. I put as many notes as possible for our technician tomorrow. Once again, that call is going to be at 4:30, like you said. They'll call you to go over everything. If there's anything else that comes up that you guys want to add as far as, other services or anything else, you can always, let the technician know at that time. And I sent you my contact information as well. My name is Chris, and you'll see my number in the extension. You can always call me, and we'll be able to, to modify anything if you like, okay? But we're pretty much done here. And then one thing I do suggest is once you guys get your Google Business Profile, please, Nick, and I'm telling you and Hunter, all the reviews that you have on Angie's or any, it could be a friend or family, get as many reviews as possible on Google, right? Even if it's friends or family, Google's not going to be petty and go in there and see, oh, this guy's not a customer. They don't do that, right? So the more reviews you have, the better it's going to be, right? Because it'll help you with your ranking, your optimization. It's just a win-win overall, right? And those reviews are yours, right? Once again, your Google Business Profile is yours. It's not going to be like Angie or, if you cancel them, they keep all that, which it's not cool. And then also another thing I wanted to ask is once you do have the call with the technician, if you have any pictures of work you've done, or I know you got some stuff on your website, you can always post that on your Google Business Profile. So that way,
Somebody's going to walk us through how to do all that, right?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I'm just letting you know, if you have any pictures, just kind of to think about those, where those pictures are located. So that way, when you, have the call with the technician, they'll be able to help you with that.
Yeah, we'll definitely,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll definitely, and like I said, if we can we use the Angie reviews and put them on the Google somehow, or do we have to have those people review on Google?
What I would suggest is you're going to have a review link that you can send over to those clients. You can't just, Angie's so anal about it, I hate it. They can't just transport them over to Google, which sucks. Because what they're doing is, you're using their platform, you know what I mean? So, and if you were to cancel, they keep those on there. It's goodness, so it kind of sucks. But if you send that link over to those clients, that you can literally just copy and paste the messages they put there, send it to them so they can copy and paste it directly from their phone, and that's it. That's what I suggest my clients. So they're not typing in everything they typed in there.
Yeah. Well, then if I had a guess, we're going to end up probably eventually switching over. Like I said, I'll just tell Angie's List, I didn't sign anything with you guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
They were trying to say that we had to be locked in for a year, but I don't believe that.
Oh, goodness. That's one of the things I've been hearing lately. So one of the things I hear with Angie's is, I hear a lot of things, the shared leads and then the whole contract. I think, once again, they do have a year contract, which sucks. Hopefully it's nothing you can get out of it, but it's if someone's asking you for marriage when you're trying to date someone,
yeah,
it's kind of out there. But
I just like I said, I'll just cancel my card. There's nothing.
Oh, there you go.
Gonna do. Are they just going to come after me?
Right.
Even my bank guy, unfortunately, told me one time that he's I do that whenever I'm done with subscription, and they try to lock me in.
That's the way to go. Yeah.
I'm a regular at the bank. They know about my style. They yell at me because they print me a new card every couple of months.
That's hilarious. I love it. Yeah, that's one of the things. I'm going to start doing that. I don't want Netflix. I'm changing my card.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I guess one thing I was wondering is, how did you and Hunter get into contact with each other?
Yeah, great question. So what we do is we look for information online, like for companies. So we look for two things to onboard someone on Google, right? We look for someone that can take on more business and then someone that has positive reviews. So when we look for your company, we saw that you have some online presence. We saw a website, right, that came up because we can do a deep dive on your business. And we did see the website. We're like, well, that's a good website. Cool. And then we did see that you had some really good reviews on Angie's. We're like, okay, well, you know, why not offer them a spot on Google? So that's what we do. So mainly it was your website that came up, which is good when we indexed your business name. So once we did that, then we're like, okay, so Google would be a good fit for these guys. I mean, it looks like they're willing to take business and they have a good reputation thus far.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I didn't know how that all came about. That way I can.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, we called Hunter and he was driving and then, kind of was breaking down our services and how it would work for them. You know, he did mention you guys are doing a bunch of stuff, which is pretty cool. I mean, you guys have on the basketball team and a couple other things. You guys are doing flyers and then I think there's one other thing, radio or something like that, or not quite sure what it was.
No, we're trying to do, right now I'm currently trying to do a, like, fundraiser drive.
Oh, there you go, that's what it is.
Yeah, for, like, kids, and I'm trying to get the school involved.
Okay.
That way we can donate and get a – and I think it would be a really good way to get our name out there.
Oh, I think that's great.
So – and yeah. It helps people out, so at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely helping out the community, and the community sees that. It's like, oh, man, like these guys – I like that, you know. I think that's a really good way to put it out there. Yeah, I mean – once you have your online presence on Google and all these other platforms, I mean, I feel like that's probably the only thing you'll need. And once you guys get Google verified and you guys get some traction, I highly recommend the Google leads, the Google verified. So once you guys get some clients for installs already, then you pay the $250 application fee, and then from there, then we would get you approved. Once you get approved, then you get charged those 13 leads to start. But you can do that whenever you like. It's not a closed option for you guys, right? I know it's more expensive.
Yeah, we'll definitely,
but,
like I said, we'll look into, mm-hmm. We would definitely look into doing that. I just want to get rid of the Angie's before.
Yeah.
And
yeah, of course.
See what happens there, so.
Yeah, most definitely. Completely understandable. So, yeah, well, you know, Nick, I thank you for giving me the time out of your day to talk. And then once again, for tomorrow, we have that call with the technician at 4:30. If there's anything else that comes up, you can always reach out to me. If I don't answer, you know, I might be on a phone call, but you could always, you know, I'll always return the call back or send you a quick text message. You can message me directly to that messaging system we have, and I'll be able to get the call or the message. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nick. You have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.